Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Now back to our Warriors preseason special, live from Pier 39 with Evan Giddings and Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun already, Goo.
It just got better, though.
Wait, what?
Your parents just walked in. Oh. I saw my mom and my dad. Yeah, the Giddings in town. Yeah.
Yeah, if you see the
mom's pulled up.
If you see the Kangol going around, that is Papa Giddings. Yeah, that's him.
Your brother didn't make it. He's got something to do.
He's in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's
going
to be tough for him to make the trip.
Okay.
Not going to lie. Yeah, he's somewhere overseas. So was kind enough to give me the folks in the meantime.
Yeah, I'm having a ball, E.
I couldn't bring the dog either. I know some people were disappointed about that. Yeah, they're going to go take care of the dog.
Okay.
So he'll be fine.
Good parents.
Yeah, Giddings Guru. We've already talked to a lot of great people.
Yeah.
Tim Roy joined us early. Zaza Pachulia, Festus Azili, Bonte Hill. You can check out all those on our Odyssey app using the Rewind feature. We still got Clint Azubuki of NBC Sports
our
Bay
man.
Area. Of course, does color for all the Warriors home games and road games.
I wonder what year he's in. I'll ask him, but he's
got to be in year seven.
He's so comfortable now.
I think he got there right before Bonte.
Okay. All right. You might be right.
Obviously, we'll talk to him about it.
Him and Fitz are great.
I remember when he was a Warrior.
Yeah. No. Wow. He had hops.
Yeah. He was a nice little. I mean, especially like in Kentucky, that guy could hoop, man.
Now, do you think a guy like that, a former NBA player, not you and I, still hoops? You think he gets his Bob Myers on? Now I know he's on the road with the team as much, but
what did Zaza say? Half court?
Now, dude, that was great.
That's something that I always wonder about, and I didn't get a chance to ask Zaza, and he gave us a lot of great information, obviously, but. Just if they miss it, you know? Like do they miss playing?
No doubt. You know, I got to imagine. I want to say yes. I wouldn't know. But.
I think there are some players that definitely you can tell they're going to miss it when they're done playing.
Okay.
Like, I think Klay Thompson is going to miss basketball when he's done playing.
Oh, there's no doubt
whenever
about
he has to hang
it. And
him
he's in a good place. I'm glad you brought up Klay. But, you know, Evan, I've got guys that have went to college – played semi-pro, didn't actually get to the league, mm-hmm. and they're bitter. If I throw a basketball, they'll light it on fire. Like, they're bitter at the game, and I'm like, okay, so you don't, you're done. You're over it. But ones that have played at the highest level, I kind of feel like you still always want to kind of shoot.
Yeah, I mean, I think, oddly enough, someone like Steph Curry I actually don't think is going to miss basketball when he's done.
Man.
We're going to miss him
more
than he misses the game.
It's incredible.
And I don't know, maybe it's just because he's accomplished literally everything there is to accomplish and all he's gunning for now is a fifth championship. But he just doesn't seem like the kind of guy who, like, when he's done playing, maybe because he'll have gotten everything there is to get out of his career.
And maybe the fulfillment will be like, whoever he's playing with is not on the same level. Like, he'll take up golfing to know, okay, I'm an underdog, to try to get on the pro circuit.
He's still pretty good at golf.
No, that's what I mean. But if you go play pickup, it's like nobody's on his level if he ain't playing against pros is what I'm saying.
No, yeah, but I think generally across all walks of life, if you feel like you haven't left a stone unturned, you can be cool with it.
Mm,
you know,
I like that.
Like, I don't know. I was lucky enough to play through college. Like, I don't think I was going anywhere further. Like, college was the highest that I was going to get to.
So when did you realize that?
I don't really miss playing. Early on my freshman year,
okay.
I realized I was not going past my senior season. I had 4 years left.
How would you answer the question I posed to Bonte about the health of this roster with the OGs and life not being about what people tell you is not supposed to happen, but you have the opportunity? Are you paralyzed by, you know, Steph's going to be 38? Like, it's a real thing, but Evan, you got to play the games. What if? Could you imagine?
Well, you do to be honest, this is the most what if team that we've had a chance to cover.
Right.
You know, football is a sport where injuries happen any play at any time, so it's difficult to play the injury game, even with a team like the Niners who are just beaten, bruised, and battered. But the Warriors, because of their age,
like, it's what's off limits.
Well, nothing is really, but you know, I would be shocked if the big three, and by the big three I mean Curry, Jimmy, and Draymond, play, let's say, a combined 190 games. So that'd be an average of 65 between them.
I'm with you.
195 games, pardon me. I think that would be, like, best-case scenario. You get 65 games of all three of them on the court. Because we saw, and Festus brought it up, Zaza brought it up, Tim brought it up, the fact that they won last year 80% of their games and all three of those guys were on the floor. So
27-8.
If you can get them for 65 games, you're probably looking at a 50-win season.
Now, let me ask you this. The flip side, because Zaza said it to us, is it a mandate that you get, like, you know, what if you got 55 or you from one and the other two gave you 60? Mm-hmm. What about the other guys on this roster, the younger guys? Because it takes a village, right? What if you didn't get that number that you set out? They didn't hit that metric, Evan. Could they still get it done by the likes of QP3, TJD, Moody, Pods? Everybody that's playing a part, what if, are we robbing those guys of taking the next step to pick up some of the slack?
I mean, I think it's going to be tough, but sure, they could do that. And look, it always happens this way, right? You lose some games you're supposed to win. You win some games you're supposed to lose. Gosh, it feels like the last few years, even during the championship season, there were some games where the Warriors – just inexplicably would have a 10-point lead with 3 minutes left to blow it. Like, there's going to be games like that, even with this year's group, where intelligence and experience is supposed to be their weapon. But those games where the guys aren't there, that's where I think, you know, and this season isn't about development, but it's going to be about how much development those players have gotten. Like, it's about we're going to see that manifest itself in real time, I believe. To the point where the only thing that matters is getting to the playoffs with a full strength, with a full lineup.
No,
like, and that's where the young guys, to me, are going to play the biggest role. Is okay, you want to get better, you want to improve, but how can you help those older guys be at their best possible state physically by the time that April turns into May?
Right. And with that, let me just throw this to you. And I know life is not fair, but we're talking about sports having fun. I thought Moody had a hell of a season. Is it fair for me to be disappointed with what I saw from him in the playoffs or what I didn't see? And I thought Pods had a slow start, got hurt, came back, balled out. But the both simultaneously, they didn't give me what I thought I was going to get. And is that shame on me for putting it at their doorstep? Because it's basketball at the end of the day. It's playoff basketball. But I thought they weren't – I thought they got a little deer in headlights – in that Rocket series.
I think it's fair to be disappointed, but that's the first real playoff series for either of those two guys. Like, I know that people want to make a big deal about, well, Moody played in the Western Conference Finals the year they won the championship. He wasn't in a starting role, or he wasn't in a prominent role. So, to me, those minutes are less impactful.
All right.
So, that was really his first, I would say, playoff run. And Pods, obviously, hadn't played in the playoffs before.
Yeah.
So, you never really know how those guys are going to respond. The fact that they were not great, that's unfortunate.
But they got experience.
Exactly. Now if they sputter again in this postseason, that to me is where you can absolutely that's where criticism is fair to me.
Okay.
But to come down the roads and to wonder why they didn't play well or up to their regular season standards in their very first postseason performance, I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, it's a bit strong. And I remember at one juncture, Moody was like it almost flirting with 40% from three.
Yeah.
And it kind of fell off or tailed off before the playoffs start. And then I just felt like, man, you know, maybe this just comes with the territory, but the Jonathan Kuminga, how he's going to fit, it is fascinating, E, but if everything is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's all good in the hood. I don't understand why, like, if Jonathan were right here with us, dude, and I know you and Stoney laugh at me, sixth man of the year is right there waiting on you in regard to 25 to 30 minutes, but finishing games is also right there because of the ages of certain guys. Like, I know it's not what you dream of, but, boy, you could have a major impact on this team. And I hope we see that, E, early to where maybe he's not moved at the deadline.
Well, I think he's going to have an impact on this team one way or another. Because either he himself is going to help this team, or the player that they acquire when they eventually trade him come February 15th or around that time is going to help this team. I think he is the swing piece to this season, either by his own play or the player that they bring in for him. Because we saw what Mike Dunleavy Jr. did at the deadline last year, completely changing this team with one fell swoop by acquiring Jimmy Butler. I have to believe now that they got a little more money under their books.
Okay.
You have 23 to play with. Come February, you can trade a player dollar for dollar. I have to believe that if they make the decision to move off of Kuminga and he obviously goes somewhere else, that the player they bring in is going to be someone that helps this team more than whatever Jonathan unfortunately wasn't doing, if that's the case.
I got you. And if that's the case, Evan, you got me. When we wrap up here and I go to the car and I'm driving home, I'm thinking that's exciting in itself. But then, you know, the byproduct of that in regard to disappointment is I don't want Kuminga gone. But if that did happen and that day does come, to think of what you could get equal or maybe a little bit more in regard to that person or player being a better fit to this system, that is exciting.
Well, it is, and it would also signal.
I hate to say it, yeah.
It would also signal that the front office couldn't get what they originally wanted out of a seventh overall pick that they envisioned being a part of their future for a long time.
You Let's speak on that, E, real quick, and I'm cutting you off.
No, go for it.
If that day does come, and if we had a scoreboard right now, I think there would be a deficit in regard to, you know, where we're at, and not about what you think Kuminga is going to be, but how has the fit been or the impact? You know, I can get some people saying, you know, hey, it hasn't been what we wanted, but just think about the miss with Wiseman, the miss that would be Kuminga, Evan. Mm-hmm. That's what the Spurs hit with when they got Kawhi, you know, and I know I'm not making Kawhi-Wiseman comparison, but as far as the number two pick in the draft and the impact that player could be groomed right now for the next after Curry when that day does come, that would have been perfect. And then Kuminga being flirting with not all-star Evan, but you know, I mean, just if I close my eyes and think about, like, they've had some chances and it still may manifest with Kuminga, but man, I can't ignore that.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. We are live here at Pier 39 for our Warriors preseason special. Preseason tips off tomorrow night against the Lakers. Go to pier39.com for all information about the wonderful stuff going on here today. We got folks rolling through. People have come by earlier. Bonte's still around. We got Kalena coming up in just a little bit, who's going to join us.
Azabuki.
And, of course, we'll be around to take some pictures, shake some hands. I also want to remind people that the Warriors' second preseason game against the Portland Trailblazers, that's next Wednesday on October 8th. The first 10,000 fans will receive a Steph Curry All-Star MVP bobblehead in the team's third and final preseason contest against the Clippers. Then on Friday, the first 10,000 fans will receive a Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield Best Buddies bobblehead. So a lot of great stuff coming up for Golden State, even in the preseason, all, of course, leading up to October 21st when they tip off the regular season. The thing about that, Goo, is, and I understand in one breath, like Bonte we were just talking to, and he's saying you got to give ownership credit. Joe Lacob has done so much for this
Incredible.
Organization, for this area, to restore the Warriors to prominence, a place they hadn't been since 1975. However, I also hear the fans that look at the ownership, the front office, and say, okay, you got four, but the decisions that you made between 2020 and 2021 with Wiseman along with Kuminga might be the reason why the fifth championship is left on the table. Like, so it goes both ways.
Okay.
You absolutely deserve credit for having built up this incredible organization and franchise and bringing them to a place of dominance and dynasty, but I think there are some people who I understand feel like there's something being left on the table with how great of a player specifically Steph Curry is.
Oh, no, man, well said. I agree, but would it be fair if I said that person or fan or fans, wouldn't they be greedy? Or
yes.
Could we tell them
yes.
to step back
yes.
and understand, Evan, just 3 years ago at these ages, although a little bit younger, they win a title out of nowhere in 2022. So you have four. Just think about that four, Evan. So shame on me, too, for what I just said about, you know, the after, whenever that day does come. But couldn't I tell a fan, hey, if any fan base could wait it out or wait, it's the Golden State Warriors under Joe Lacob this last decade.
No, I think you got to trust him. I mean, he invests so much into literally financially, like the dollar into this team. But I think one of the reasons why, and I ran it by Festus, is it does feel like a all-in, one-year,
okay, right.
There's urgency, is because, to be fair, there's not a lot in the cupboard of the future.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of perishables right now. There's not a lot of non-perishables
like
in the cupboard.
Yeah.
You're not looking at, well, what do we got as far as this canned tuna, these canned tomatoes, all that we can't really leave out on the shelf because we got to maximize the now, unfortunately, because you kind of missed on a couple of those future picks.
No doubt.
You got some decent young pieces.
Yeah, Evan, you're on.
But the next, I don't know if it's star, superstar, face of the franchise, we can't even really have that conversation.
No doubt. And I'm desperate here just hearing you talk, and I agree with what you're saying. Maybe if that day does come with J.K., that person or player coming back might be, you know, a piece of what's next to
perhaps,
come.
Perhaps.
But, where's your confidence in Mike Dunleavy, you know, and what he's done since he's taken over for Myers?
It's a lot higher than where it originally started.
Okay.
Like, you know, I won't say down, but I was skeptical, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is getting elevated from AGM to GM, and you're always wondering, all right, how is someone going to follow in the footsteps of an executive of the year like Mike Dunleavy?
Yeah.
Or, sorry, a Bob Myers.
Gotcha.
Those are big shoes to fill. And I think up until the Jimmy Butler trade, there was a lot of fair questioning of what Dunleavy was going to be able to do and what had done. It felt like he had been able to acquire the pieces around the margins, right? He'd hit on a couple of late second-round picks. Trayce Jackson-Davis, Quentin Post, Brandon Pajemski, his first-round pick, had given you some contributions.
Okay.
It looked like he was able to find some gems, some hidden gems. But could you get the big fish? And that's where swinging a trade for Jimmy Butler, was he the best player on the market? No, that was Kevin Durant who said no to him. But he was the right player on the market for the Golden State Warriors. So I think my faith in Mike Dunleavy is not necessarily been restored, but it's been elevated. So whatever comes in the future, especially this season, I got to believe that Mike D is going to make the right choice.
I love
What about
that.
You?
And no, I agree. And on top of that, I got to ask you this about a guy that Mike D agreed to bring back. You talk about Fitz. You talk about, not Bob, shout out Fitz, but you talk about FITS with this Warrior team. I mean, if I'm D'Anthony Melton, the biggest compliment, that's my girl, the biggest compliment to me would be, yeah, I played for the Warriors, got hurt, didn't make it halfway through the year, but they think so highly of my fit with this team. Mm-hmm. I could get injured for the season, and they bring me back. And the reason I bring that up to you, Evan, is you said what Mike D basically is saying and Joe Lacob. We're trying to get that fifth right now. We're focused on the immediate. And to bring Melton back whenever he's ready to come back to me, that signals, yeah, we have a certain type of player, and Melton's one of those. Because I wonder in different cities, would that move to bring Melton back after getting injured be questioned? But the fit must have been so great, and I liked what we saw of him. It was short to bring him back, E.
I also think it's a reflection of D'Anthony Melton.
That's what I said. If I'm him, like, I'm feeling good about myself.
Well, you are feeling good about yourself, like, but you also could have been feeling spiteful. You could have felt so I tear my ACL, and you're going to just use me as cash. Yeah. You know, I'm just an asset to you guys. But as someone who's been in the business, who's played for multiple organizations,
he
understands the business. And I think that's why – I think it might have been Festus that was talking about it.
He did.
Like, the character of people on the Warriors also matters. So you are getting skill sets. You know, you're getting shooters. You're getting defenders. You're getting, like, but you're also getting good character people. And I feel like listening to D'Anthony Melton yesterday say, I would have traded me too.
You know, that was real, man.
This is a business. The Warriors don't acquire Jimmy Butler without having moved D'Anthony Melton. And he became a piece that became Dennis Schroeder, which obviously became a part of the Jimmy Butler deal. Someone like Dennis Schroeder, meanwhile, is a player that obviously felt some sort of way about being used and then sent on.
So you
have one side of the coin, which is the competitor, the Schroeder, saying, "Gosh, I didn't even get an Instagram shout out. What did I even do here? Goodbye." And then you get the other side of the coin, which is D'Anthony Melton saying, "You know what? I understand why you did it. I would have done it if it was me too. I'd be happy to come back and try and help this team win a fifth."
Man, and it all
stems. I understand both.
Totally. And it all stems just from a fan perspective. I'm a Dennis Schroeder fan.
Yeah.
But we could look at each other right now, and, you know, for whatever reason, Evan, it just stylistically didn't fit with Dennis, you know? And they made the move. But the bottom line is, you know, the flip side of that is guys like Melton that can do so much that the fit was seamless. And now they're playing the waiting game because they're so highly of what he can bring to the table. Get healthy, and you got a spot. Like, wow.
Who do you think is the biggest acquisition of the summer? Like, as far as the player that's coming in that's going to help the most. Is it Horford?
It's not Horford. I'm excited about Horford. Lightweight excited about Horford. But the back-to-back thing bothers me. I don't know why, Evan. It just bothers me because I'm a greedy. We can look and tell. But I want to see as much of a new player as possible, and I get it where he's at. But would you let Jonathan Kuminga qualify as my answer?
That's fair.
I really thought he was out of here. And I didn't want him gone, especially for a guy like Malik Monk. I thought maybe they were 1 second away from saying, let's do it. But, man, I'm glad they held on to Kuminga and we could see year five or the start of year five.
No, I'm with you. I mean, I think that what Jonathan can bring to the team this season, and you've heard it, I think, multiple times throughout his time here, is something that no one else has. There's just an absence of athleticism on this team. There just is. There's an absence of rim pressure, of scoring, playing above the rim.
In a league that has that everywhere,
you know? Look at someone like OKC, they got three or four of those guys on the floor one
Indiana
time that can
Pacers,
do that.
Indiana Pacers, I hear what you're – like, you, that's a necessity.
It is. Well, it is a necessity, but, you know, my biggest question is that what this team is going to give him a chance to prove? I mean, this is – I wonder, seriously, what changed between the end of last season and this season, outside of the fact that it's the beginning of the year and we're going to have 6 months we got to get through. You know, I think that what Kuminga showed to me last year is he is a true pro. He is a pro enough to be able to put things behind him. He didn't pout when his name was called in the Western Conference Finals. Although they did not win a game, He gave them what he had, which is an ability to score and an ability to average 24 on 50% shooting. Like, that's what he can do.
Right.
So where do the Warriors fit that into this season? You know, and is he someone that can give them that when he's not getting 35 minutes a game, which is probably not going
to
happen?
Let me take it here. If he were sitting right next to his JK and he asked you, Evan Giddings, why do you think I can't be my Minnesota self like I was in that playoff series when Steph is on the court? How would you answer that? Why don't we feel like they mesh? Why do you think that fit hasn't taken off?
Well, I don't think they've
– It ain't Steph. What would you tell JK
the
reason why
honest?
You think – Yeah, no doubt. All day, every day.
It's Jimmy Butler. It's less to me about Curry than it is about Butler. That's why – Kuminga and Butler to me have not shown enough together that they can impact winning consistently yet. Now, that's to me the biggest thing they have to figure out at the beginning of the season. It's less about Curry than it is about Kuminga and Butler because – Butler plays the same position as him. We know Kerr loves him. We know that Butler plays a style of basketball conducive to winning. And so how can JK fit either alongside that or behind it? That, to me, is what they got to figure out. That's what I would tell him if he was asking me that.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, so in a couple minutes here, we'll have Kalina Azubuike of NBC Sports Bay Area. Of course, does every game for the Golden State Warriors alongside Bob Fitzgerald on the telecast. Great color analysis. We got to figure out if this is year 7 or year 8. I'm going to go with 8. I'm pretty sure he was here before Bonte, but I got to check.
All right, he'll
and
tell
obviously,
us.
Kalina, who played for the Warriors from 2006 to 2010, a part of the We Believe team, a Warriors favorite, is going to join us in just a little bit here at Pier 39. If you're popping by, we still got 50 minutes left in the show up until 4 o'clock. Stop by, got some great weather. Still not a cloud in the sky.
There's people out here, too.
Daryl the Guru Johnson and Evan Giddings are going to be back with you after this on 95.7 The Game. Our Warriors preseason special.
You need to keep things moving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.